Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we are visiting with Lynn Hoyce, and she is the Program Coordinator for Women, Food, and Agriculture. Good morning to you, Lynn.
Good morning, LaVon, and thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, yes. I'm always happy to hear about Women, Food, and Agriculture Network. I need to put that last letter on there, WFAN.
Right.
And
yes.
You have a program coming up tomorrow right here in our area.
We do. We'll be meeting at the Thurkelson Center in Harlan. That's really fun to say, by the way, the
yes.
community center. And we will have a gathering of women who are coming to learn about wildlife habitat management. And they will be the lucky recipients of several women who will be attending that have a lot of good advice and are good resources through the NRCS, which is the USDA program, and we've got some foresters and all kinds of different folks that they'll be able to pick their brains and get information about wildlife habitat.
So why would women be interested in this?
I think for two reasons, probably, at least two and maybe many more. One of the reasons is they love animals, they're interested in wildlife, and they'd like to create a wildlife habitat, maybe just to enjoy watching them or to, you know, provide that option for critters in their areas. The other one is almost the exact opposite. They've got land that they want to be productive, and they really don't want the critters around. So perhaps they'll come and learn about some different things that might be going on in their farm that are bringing wildlife in their direction that they didn't even know about. And much easier to learn to manage from both perspectives. Of course, you know, we want to try and have healthy ecosystems, so you don't want any one group of animals to completely take over. Diversity is always the best solution, and this will help provide some answers to how they can go about that.
As you said, this program is in Harlan at the Thurkelson Center, and what time?
It starts at 8:30, and we've got a little breakfast offering we give to folks in case they didn't have time to grab that cup of coffee, and they register. And then we visit with the women and try and find out, have them do an extended introduction so we can learn what they're interested in. Then we've got plenty of time for open networking and for them to ask questions of the local women who are experts here. We'll have a delicious lunch for them, and then we'll do a tour in the afternoon so they can actually see some of the ground in their very area that has wildlife habitat already implemented.
So who, you know, why, I asked why women would be interested in this. Who is this really targeted at? Who should really be thinking seriously about attending this program?
Well, we target women landowners, and they don't have to be operators. They don't have to be working on the land. They can you know, simply be landowners. Or they can also be farm operators who are interested in learning about it. That's the group that really probably has the most to benefit from this. Mm-hmm. So that's who we're reaching out to.
And this could be somebody who is in partnership with a spouse or another person.
Absolutely.
But there are so many women. I don't know if off the top of your head, Lynn, if you had some figures about how many single women landowners, sometimes they don't even live here in Iowa, what's that number like?
Well, this is surprising to a lot of folks, LaVon. Over half the land in Iowa is owned by women or co-owned. I believe the number, and I don't have it just in front of me, I could find this, but I believe somewhere in the 30-ish percentile range, it's women who own the land independently. And that doesn't necessarily mean that they're single women, you know, by choice that have bought the land, but it could be women who are widows or who
right.
have inherited land from a father or an uncle. But as you can tell, that's a significant proportion of our land that's owned by women. That's why we at Women, Food, and Ag Network feel like it's so important to give women this information. We want to educate and empower. One of the things we've learned is, while, as you said, a lot of women work in partnership with their husbands or some other family member, what hasn't typically happened is that translation of knowledge from that male partner to the woman. So when she does end up becoming the sole owner of the land, often she's starting just about from ground zero. Now, not always. there are as many different configurations and partnerships as there are people. But a lot of times, women in their 60s, 70s, 80s just simply weren't at the decision-making table. And yet these are women who have a lot of intelligence, a lot of passion for the land, and they really want it to have both economic vitality, but they want to leave a lasting legacy of healthy land. So that's why we want to try and give them the knowledge that they need to make the decisions, connect them to the people who can be resources, and then get out of their way so they can do what needs to be done.
Help make those decisions instead of leaving it up to somebody else and knowing
exactly.
that they're doing a good job. Yes.
Yeah.
Now, Women Food and Agriculture Network, how old is that organization?
It was founded up in 1997 by Denise O'Brien and some other folks, some other women who simply found that there wasn't a good support network for women who were interested in agriculture, and there also weren't women sitting on boards, commissions, or holding other public office that were helping to determine policies, procedures, and things that impact agriculture. So thus, Women Food and Agriculture Network was started.
Mm-hmm. We're visiting with Lynn Hoyce, who's program coordinator for Women Food and Agriculture Network. Lynn, you know, a lot of times I think women who are, I'm going to say 60, 70, 80, who have not had that experience of making, right. help make decisions, find it a little more comfortable to talk to other women than the guys who seem to run things.
You are absolutely right. And again, I want to be so clear. You know, I've worked with a lot of men in the agencies now as we've been doing these programs, and these are great guys. However, so it's not necessarily, it's not their fault that
right.
women aren't comfortable, but you are dead on. And I'm sure there's some pistols out there that probably don't make it easy for a woman to walk in. We've heard stories about that. But you are absolutely right. Many women are intimidated. And the other thing is, because agriculture has in the past been such a patriarchal or male-dominated industry here in Iowa, so much of the literature and so many of the presentations are directed at men. You open up many of the brochures and you'll see a guy sitting on a tractor or a group of guys sitting on the back, the back tailgate of a pickup truck, or a couple guys standing out in the field checking the corn or the beans or looking at livestock. And you don't see an equal number of women in these pictures. So again, we don't think that it's that every man or even most of the men are biased. We simply think it's the system that needs to be challenged, and then we want to come alongside and help these agencies get information that will help them be able to address women and men. So you're right. We try and create a learning circle with just women so these gals feel completely comfortable and know there's not any question that's too silly or that they can't ask about.
Lynn, if someone is more interested, wants more information, not only about this program, but about Women, Food, and Agriculture Network in general, what should they do?
They can go to our website, which is WFAN.org, or they can write me, Lynn, LYNN, at WFAN.org. If they're interested in coming to this event tomorrow, we've still got a couple spots open. They could call me at 515-201-9405. Our website will give them the opportunity to sign up for the monthly newsletter and for action alerts about other events. We have meetings all over the state, LaVon, and we don't always target wildlife. Please. Often we have meetings that just talk in general about conservation practices. We have some watershed meetings. We do have now these wildlife meetings. Next week on March 8th, we will be up in Lytton doing a Women Transitioning the Land meeting, where we'll have women landowners along with beginning farmers in the room. And it allows both groups of folks to talk with each other so that the beginning farmers find out what kind of tenants the gals are looking for, and the women landowners find out what kind of stuff these young folks or beginning folks, folks maybe who are doing it as a second career, what their goals and dreams are, and they listen to them and find out maybe, somewhere down the road they they would have land for them.
Okay, lots going on, so find out about Women, Food, and Agriculture Network. But for tomorrow, starting at 8:30 a.m., if you're interested in that program, you better get signed up today. Today is the day.
Right.
And why don't you go through that phone number one more time, just in case somebody wants to use the phone.
Yep, the number is, and it's my number, this is Lynn, and my number is 515-201-9405. That's for the Harlan meeting from 8:30 to 2 tomorrow.
All right. Thanks so much to Lynn Hoyce, who is the program coordinator for Women, Food, and Agriculture Network. Until next time, here's a thought. Look at everything as though you were seeing it either for the first or last time. Then your time on earth will be filled with glory.